KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE.
And welcome back into ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman. I should have called today Family Day, because the first segment we talked about Man Up with Kevin Miller was in here with Taylor Abranes. And Kevin, I mean, I've known since maybe he was I don't know if he was in high school. He's just a young man now. He's 19 years married, and Taylor, known him for a long time. And now the Schroffs, who we've known a day or two.
Just a few.
Yeah. And actually, I should tell you, my wife, Nancy, said she's trying to call me right now on the phone.
You should answer that phone call.
Right on the air. If I could put it on the air, I would, but it's on my mobile. The Schroffs, like the Rymans, have helped to populate Earth.
Yes.
with lots of great kiddos. And I just love your family. They grew up here at Calvary.
Yes, they did.
How long have you guys been at Calvary? Now, again...
28 years.
I say that here at Calvary. KLYT, for those listening all over the state, is on the campus at Calvary Church. We are a megaphone to the community, but you know, we are where we are. We don't apologize for it, and there's a lot of great ministry going on here, and part of it is what you guys have been involved with. Over the years, people have heard you talk about the Aspen Project and Project Zoe, and we didn't talk before we came on the air. I don't even know if you guys are still doing that stuff, or you're doing that under another umbrella, or what's going on.
No, we're still doing everything Aspen related. So that's anything dealing with kids. It's kind of morphed from adoption, foster care, moved into mentorship programs.
Oh, nice.
Mentoring parents. Mm-hmm. We go into at-risk homes through like the sheriff's department and try to keep families together. But right now we're concentrating on parenting classes, which we'll go into.
Yeah, in the second segment, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about adoption and foster care in this segment because November.
Yes.
Is National Foster, or is it National Adoption Month, or is it both?
You know.
We combine them.
Me too. That's why. Yeah.
It doesn't matter what it really is. It's what we decide.
Technically, foster care has its own month, but we like to combine it because there's such a need here in New Mexico.
Yeah. And the objective is to, for the month, and having it on the calendar that way, is to raise awareness on the needs of the children right here in New Mexico, all over New Mexico.
Yeah, bet.
Albuquerque is a big part of that, but New Mexico is a big state, Clay. Have you experienced a lot of work with foster care and adoption outside of the city?
I used to travel the state with children, youth, and family, and it truly is been all over. And I'm going to tell you something. The need is great here, but if you are a Christian, the need is desperate where you're at.
Yeah.
Desperate.
Now, why the Christian as opposed to others?
Well, I mean, anyone can do it. Let me just say that. We'll help support you as long as you're instilling good values. But no one is more equipped and understands better than the Christian, because we were adopted into a family that truthfully we shouldn't be in. Mm-hmm. And the Christian should understand more of the need. Before I was ever, while I was yet a sinner, God died for me and took me into his family. And, you know, that's why I can enter the throne room of God and say, Daddy, right. Abba, Father. And truthfully, when kids enter our home, that's what we want them to feel. The immediate time that they're in our home, we want them to be able to, with an enduring call out, whatever name that they want to call us, but we want it to be enduring in a safe place, in a place where they are loved.
And I'm terrible with Bible addresses. Some of them I know. But the scripture, to be a father to the fatherless.
That's right. James 1:27.
See? Yeah. That's why you brought her.
She brought me.
I let you drive.
Yes, my own car.
No, I so much appreciate you.
Yes.
And I appreciate my wife's the same way. One of the things we talked about, Clay, in the last segment, and I think you're kind of essentially touching on this, is with all the things we see going on in our community that we, oh my gosh, especially in New Mexico, being at the top of all the bad lists and the bottom of all the good lists.
Oh my goodness.
The answer for that is Jesus. And Jesus in families is going to make a difference in our community.
No one can love an unlovable person like someone who was once unlovable and loved.
Yeah. And let me say this, Clay. When the word love comes up, I'd like to define it, because often people have a certain they go right to the mushy mushy love, and you know what I more than ever try to apply is, when I say I love someone, I want the best for that person.
Right.
That's so good.
To me, that is the love of Christ. And the best thing I can give them is Jesus. So that is truly loving. So you've been around the state. You actually shared some stats with me via email before we started, saying approximately, 2,700 children are currently in the New Mexico foster care system.
Yes, 2,700. 70 of those are available for adoption right now.
Okay, now here's a layperson question. Mm-hmm. 2,700, how come only 70 are available for adoption?
Well, with CYFD, the plan is always to reunify with family.
Uh-huh.
And when we became foster parents, we thought that was a horrible plan because we wanted to keep them all, 42 kids that we fostered. And it's really interesting because over time we can see that that plan is primarily what is best. But then, of course, if a parent cannot work their plan, because when a child is taken into custody, the courts and CYFD come up with a plan for the parent, and they need to follow that plan. It can be drug and alcohol rehabilitation, you know, and there needs to be a pattern of at least 6 months to a year. So it's not just, oh, they completed 1 2-week plan and the kid goes home. So, you know, there is a process that must, you know, have gone through right before these children are reunified. Now, if those children cannot be reunified, then what they do is, it's called termination of parental rights. So the courts determine that those parents...
That just sounds terrible.
It is. It is. And those 70 children are, by definition, orphans. So they do not have a mother and father legally. You know, they may be alive still, but legally they are wards of the state.
Okay, now I mentioned earlier that, you know, between us, we've got like, I think a full football team. Right?
10 of us. How many of you? Well, there's 12 of us, but 10.
Are we counting grandkids?
Ooh. I think we have a small city.
Yeah, there's 16. Yeah. So.
We almost number equal to our homeless population.
We have 22 with all of us, grandkids, wow, son-in-laws, everything.
Okay, so how many children have you had in your home when you fostered?
Well, the most we had 12 children in our home. So at that time, there were 4 biological, 1 was adopted, and the rest were all foster kids. So 6 foster children.
42 and, total over the
yes,
8 years.
Over okay. 8 years of
now,
fostering.
I know the answer, and I think I love the answer, but I'm going to ask the question mm-hmm. that anyone watching would say, what were you thinking?
You know, honestly, I think for me, it was a calling that I felt on my life as a younger person, because I was told early on I couldn't have children. So I think God softened my heart toward, and then I lived next door to someone that had children that were in care. So there was, you know, it was just this beautiful providence that I can look back at, and the desire to love children that didn't have moms and dads that were able to care for them. So for me, when Clay and I met, we talked about adopting, and Clay was actually a big brother to a foster child when we were dating. So it's just one of those things where you just go, wow. And at first, fostering wasn't our first plan,
yeah,
but God kept bringing us back to it,
You were the big brother for a foster child that yes. was in someone else's home.
Mm-hmm. I was.
Okay. And well, the experience that you both have with this, with your own kids and mm-hmm. with the fostering and adopting.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Someone listening who's, well, maybe, you know, let me perk up here a little bit yeah. and listen. Maybe this is something I need to consider and pray about. With that in mind, what are some of the difficulties in fostering and adopting?
You know, let me first start by saying that God didn't suggest that we care for the orphans. Mm. It's not a suggestion that God made. So it is truly a command. So true believers of Christ, right? If we call ourselves a pro-life community,
uh-huh.
it's not a pro-birth. It's a command to care for them. Now, not everyone's called to foster and adopt, but
you can still care.
But we That's all right. have to take a part
right.
in taking care of the widows and the orphans. So let's start there. The other thing is that it can be absolute horrible at times. And you can go through some pretty deep valleys because broken children are broken. And it isn't something that you can just love the mess out of them. I love that. Let's just love the mess out of them if it worked. And that's a part of it. That's an ingredient that we put into that cake. And then we have amazing people like Ryman's that have come alongside us in some of our dark hours. But you know what? Looking back over it all is that when you obey the commands of God, He rewards you abundantly. So it's so much worth it. It's dealing with the state absolutely stinks. Dealing with children who have been broken absolutely stinks at times. You know, the lack of sleep, the worry, and it depends on the depth of the trauma.
Yeah.
But you know, we're not called to do easy things as Christians. We're called to do hard things. And at the end of the journey, you know, your hardest hikes are your best. You know, at the end of the journey, the views are better when you hike the mountains instead of stay in the plains.
Yeah.
And I truly look at that as an adoptive parent and someone who had to give children back to parents that we didn't think were quite ready to have those kids. And the mess is if you're going to obey God, life gets messy and it's worth it.
Well, and you know, let me speak to the parents that are in that place right now, maybe in that dark place dealing with a broken child, whether it's their own, well, whether, I don't know if that's the right thing to say,
no,
whether they're biological or adoptive, because they're both their own,
that's right.
They're grafted in.
Yeah.
That's right.
Let me give an encouragement to parents that are dealing with that.
Mm.
Don't own all of it.
Mm.
Okay?
So good.
The Spirit convicts the world concerning sin, righteousness, and judgment, and the Spirit needs to do a work in all of us.
That's right.
And it's our job to love them and provide them the information they need. And what they do with that, you know, when I learned to let go of that, wow, was that a weight off of me? Because I'm not the Spirit. I assure you, I'm not.
That's right.
So get with others, which we have an opportunity to do that, don't we, Michelle?
That's right. That's right. We're really excited to be able to share the information that we have with the congregation here at Calvary of Albuquerque. And we're going to have, I guess you can call it an event, but it lasts 2 weekends.
And not just with the congregation at Calvary Church. If someone's, you know, again, I like to say KLYT is a megaphone to the Christian community in New Mexico.
Yeah.
And if you're listening and you're thinking about getting into that world of foster and adoption, or you're wading through it right now, there's going to be a great chance. I have the information in front of me, but do you know it? Want to give it?
Sure, you can give it.
Okay. It's a foster and adoption information meeting, and it's happening. It is at Calvary Church, but again, this is for the entire community. It's happening Sunday, November 27th at 12:45.
Yes.
Okay. And it's for, like I said, if you're considering adoption, considering foster care, you're in the midst of it, it's a place where you can meet with others and walk through your stories and tell your journey.
And we're going to also, we have some other folks that we're all working together with getting a foster parent community, foster parent adoptive parent community together here so that we can just come together, have picnics together, hang out together. And that's Brittany Cook and Rayon Cook and Brittany Moreno are going to be starting that up. There's going to be an informational meeting on that November 5th.
Okay.
So for those that are local that are interested in that, please show up. It's also on the website.
November
5th.
And no one can help you walk through a journey as good as someone who's going through that journey.
That's right. Or those that have already been there.
Right.
That's for sure.
Okay. And Michelle just mentioned it's on the website. That by the way, is on calvarynm.church. I do see the community meetup foster and adoption. And what's the name of the other meeting?
The informational meeting for National Foster Care and Adoption Month. That's the 27th.
Oh, I clicked on the wrong one. Okay. When I mentioned the early one. Okay, so yes. Yeah, the Foster and Adoption Community Meetup.
Yes.
Foster, okay, that is November 5th. Let's stick with that one.
Yes.
Because it's first. And if you go to that,
right.
If you go to that one, you'll hear about the one on the 27th.
That's right.
My bad. So erase.
No, you're so good.
November 5th, it's a 9:30 in the morning on that Saturday morning. That's this Saturday morning.
Yes.
At Calvary Church, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. And child care, it says, will be provided during the parents' fellowship time.
Yes. Yes.
So if you've got... what did you say? 70 of them?
70's good.
Yeah.
70.
Bring them all. And
that's right.
There's people here to serve.
Yes. And really and truly wanting to walk alongside of. And I think that's what this is about. You know, when you are fostering and adopting or even trying something different than what, you know, your neighbors are doing, it's nice to be able to come together and say, yeah, you get me, you know? So isn't that what it's about?
Yeah. Well, I want to thank Michelle and Clay for coming in studio. We're not done. We've just been talking about foster and adoption. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, get this, for whether you're in the foster care or adoption life, if you're parenting or planning to, parenting classes are something you should consider. We'll have more information after the break on ABQ Connect.
On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect. There's still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Well, thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect. I'm Steve Ryman in studio with Clay and Michelle Schroff. We spent the first segment talking about, well, this being November, National Adoption Foster Month, and details about that. And real quick, there is a foster and adoption community meetup coming this Saturday morning at 9:30 at Calvary Church. I'll leave it at that. You can go look at all the details. But if you're concerned because, oh, I got to find someone for... No, you bring the kids with you. Child care will be provided during the parents' fellowship time. The details are at calvarynm.church on the events page. And listen, whether you attend Calvary or not, this is for the foster and adoption community, not specifically for the Calvary foster and adoption community. So we hope it's a blessing to you. Now, with that being said, Clay and Michelle, you have some exciting news about a parenting class that you guys have been working on.
You know, 3 years ago, we were working with the Sheriff's Department Special Victims Unit, and we needed a parenting class. So we called up Focus on the Family and accountability people we have there, and they pointed us to an organization that they actually helped found, and it's called Resilient Kids, and it's Raising Highly Capable Kids curriculum. And what it does is it pours in the essential 40 things that a child needs in her life to be successful. And the Search Institute has done over 6 million studies of kids, 6 million. So the science is there. And then what Focus on the Family did through their nonprofit is they actually just took out the scripture references so it can go into a secular setting. It can go into the children, youth, and families, the public schools, the sheriff's department, things like that. And it is amazing. It's 13 weeks long. Now, we've been doing it for about 3 years. We had it in the community centers right before COVID, and the mayor had us put them in there. So it's exciting, and it makes a difference in a child's life by instructing the parents on how to be better parents.
Now, we'll go into a little more depth, but just in case someone needs to go before we're done, when is the next 13-week class, and how does someone...
We're wrapping up for this year. So our next 13-week class will be in January, and you can stay up to date on our Facebook page at Aspen Project or our Instagram page, which is aspen.nm. And, you know, what we've been doing is we've been partnering with other organizations like APS,
right?
Like the Albuquerque Regional Community Chaplain Corporate Corps. They are actually overseeing some of the classes at Emerson Elementary right now, and we're going to be going into Van Buren. We are so thankful for Laura and Vivian and just all the work that they've done to get this going. I mean, there's so many opportunities to facilitate. There's so many opportunities to donate to the meals, because what we do is with this parenting class, it's not just about the material. It's about really making these folks feel like that there's hope. And with that, we feed them when they get there. We provide a dinner for them.
And more than make them feel like there's hope.
Right.
There is hope, a confident expectation that we
That's
get
right.
from the Word of God. And I know that you've prepared this to be used in public places, yes. like community centers and schools. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily loaded with Bible scripture, but Bible principles.
Yes.
And we were talking off the air. The truth is the truth. Mm-hmm. And that this is available to the general public. I just love that.
Yeah.
And I know it's, the next one you said is in January.
In January.
We're kind of getting an early start. And you mentioned the website for Aspen Project, aspenproject.org.
Yes. And that is under construction because
we're switching things around.
We're taking all the COVID stuff off of it right now.
Okay.
But our Facebook page is current. Our Instagram page, which is aspen.nm, that's where you'll find all of that.
If you go to Facebook and you do a search for the Aspen Project, are they going to find it?
Yeah, let me give you my phone number.
Okay.
So listen, if you're a church and you want to instruct your congregation, we'll train you how to train the people. It's a plug and play system.
That's right.
But my cell phone number is 505-410-4460. You can't leave messages, so send a text. But listen, this is too important to let go. If you are a family and you want to get plugged into the classes, me and my wife, we want to plug you in. Sorry. If you're a church and you want to host one of these, we'll train up your people and let you take it. This isn't a business.
You guys don't want to teach all of them?
No.
Yes.
No.
In fact, I would like to see anyone who is a billionaire that wants me to do this full time, just contact me as well.
Okay. Hey, you never know. No, I think Clay's done some sales over the years.
Just a little.
And he and I will both tell you, you don't get the sale you don't ask for.
That's right.
Someone can always make me a full-time missionary, I promise you.
Okay. That's right. And we would stay busy here. We would stay busy in New Mexico.
Okay, now here's something really cool, too. A couple weeks ago, we had Moses Bateo in studio with us to talk about one of the campuses at Calvary that a lot of people may not be aware of, the Spanish campus.
Yes.
We love him.
And of course, they make messages from Skip available in Espanol.
Yes.
Parenting class, I was actually reading notes that Clay had given me before the show. It actually was written first in Spanish.
And then translated into English.
Yeah. So it is available in Spanish.
In Spanish. And, the importance of that is that it doesn't lose its translation because it was originally Spanish.
That's right. And we are in need of Spanish facilitators. That does not mean that you have to be awarded Parent of the Year to facilitate this. It is actually created for all of us parents to facilitate.
What if I was awarded Parent of the Year?
You know that Michelle was Mother of the Year.
Oh, stop it. The kids didn't nominate me, so it doesn't matter.
we mentioned, too, both being grandparents. You know, what about grandparents coming to the parenting classes?
They should do it.
Yes.
And I will tell you this as a grandparent, if you're not there yet, and you guys can amen if you agree, it's like a second chance at doing
amen.
It better.
Amen.
Except I can spoil them and let them back. Hey, so this isn't for at-risk families. Let's be super clear on this. This is
everyone.
The 40 developmental assets that a human being needs to be successful in life. So if they have 30 or more of these assets, the things that are taught poured into them, then they are 80, 90% likely to be an asset or a community leader. If they have 10% or 10 or less of these things, then they're 80, 90% chance of being a menace or ending up in prison. And those are stats that are proven over 6 million studies. Now, there's more studies in alcoholism and good job, bad job. I mean, they're so in-depth in this. This is very science-driven.
Precise.
Very precise on what it takes to be successful.
All right. Well, thanks to Clay and Michelle Schroff for coming in to talk to us about adoption, foster care, parenting. With the class starting in January, how about if we get you back in December to remind people?
Yes, awesome. We would love to.
Thanks for coming and thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.